This article is brought to you by the best-selling books they write every time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to use the value method to advocate for your team's synergy needs with senior leadership. A five-step framework for making leadership listen to your team. In short, this article explains one structured framework, the value method, and how to apply each of its five steps to advocate effectively for your team's synergy needs with senior leadership, how to frame your team's needs as a business investment, not a request, how to listen to leadership constraints before presenting your case, how to engage leadership as partners in finding a solution. Definition: team synergy needs refer to the resources, conditions, and support a team requires to function as a genuinely collaborative, high-performing unit. The value method is a structured five-step framework for communicating those needs to senior leadership in a way that earns a serious response. You prepared for weeks. You knew the numbers. You believed in what your team needed. You walked into that meeting with senior leadership and said your piece clearly. And then you watched the conversation drift sideways. Someone asked about budget cycles. Another leader raised a different priority. You left without a decision and without a clear path forward. That is not a story about bad luck. It is a story about missing structure. When you advocate for your team's synergy needs without a framework, you are at the mercy of the room. You might be persuasive. You might be passionate. But passion without structure gets lost in a busy leadership meeting, and passion without evidence gets politely deferred until next quarter. I have watched capable leaders walk into those rooms underprepared and walk out deflated. I have done it myself. The value method exists because I needed something better, a structure that would hold up under pressure, that would keep me focused, and that would give leadership a reason to say yes. In Say It Right Every Time, I introduce the value method in Chapter 7 as a five-step career negotiation framework. In this article, I'm applying it directly to one of the most important conversations a team leader can have, advocating upward for the conditions your team needs to achieve genuine synergy. In this article, you will learn one framework with five components that give you a reliable structure for advocating team synergy needs in any leadership conversation. For further support, the How to Use the Lead Method to Drive Team Synergy Through Every Leadership Conversation article covers the complementary leadership communication framework for these conversations. Why structure matters more than you think in leadership conversations. Most people believe that advocating well is about confidence or charisma. It is not. It is about having a clear structure to fall back on when the pressure of the room strips away everything you rehearsed. Senior leadership conversations are high-stakes environments. The wrong word, the wrong sequence, and the conversation tips away from you before you have made your point. Here is where having a framework makes the real difference. When you are emotionally invested in the outcome, structure keeps you from leading with frustration instead of evidence. Team leaders who feel their people are under-resourced often sound like they are complaining rather than presenting a case. When leadership raises an objection mid-conversation, a framework tells you exactly where you are in the process and how to respond without losing your footing. When the conversation takes an unexpected turn, you can pause, reorient, and bring it back to the structure you prepared. Without a framework, you are improvising under pressure. When you leave the room, a structured conversation produces clearer next steps. Both parties know what was agreed and what happens next. When you face a not now, a framework gives you dignified and productive response rather than an awkward silence. The framework in this article gives you that structure. Use it until it becomes instinct. Framework: the value method. The value method is a five-step advocacy framework from Chapter 7 of Say It Right Every Time. Its five steps are value, accomplishments, listen, understand, and engage. As I write in the book, advocating for yourself is not about proving your worth. It is about aligning your worth with the needs of the organization. It is not a presentation. It is a negotiation. That principle applies equally when you are advocating for your team. What it is designed for. The value method is designed for formal advocacy conversations with senior leadership where your team needs resources, structural changes, or recognition to achieve and sustain genuine collaborative performance. How it works. Number 1. V. Value. Clarify the unique value your team delivers to the organization. This is not a general statement of effort. It is a specific, direct answer to the question senior leadership is always silently asking. Why does this matter to us? Before the conversation, write down the two or three things your team does that no other team does in exactly the same way. Then connect those things to an organizational priority. Example: Our team manages the cross-departmental handoffs that keep 3 revenue-generating projects on schedule. Number 2. A. Accomplishments. Prove that value with quantified examples. Do not list responsibilities. List results. Numbers carry weight in leadership conversations. If your team improved delivery speed, name the percentage. If your collaborative approach saved cost, name the figure. Bring your evidence in writing. What I call a brag book and say it right every time, a documented record of team achievements that you can reference directly. Example. Over the past 2 quarters, our coordination reduced project overruns by 30%, saving an estimated £80,000 in rework costs. Number 3. L. Listen. Before you make your ask, stop and listen. This is the step most leaders skip, and it is the most important one. Ask leadership what their current priorities are. Ask what constraints they are working within. Ask what success looks like for them this quarter. You need to understand the reality before you present your solution. As I write and say it right every time, the best negotiators do not just talk, they listen. They do not just assert their own value, they seek to understand the value they can create for others. Example. Before I share what I'm requesting, I would like to understand where your priorities sit for the next 2 quarters. Number 4. You. Understand. Acknowledge their perspective before presenting yours. This is not agreement. It is respect. When leadership feels heard, they become more open to what comes next. Name the pressures they face. Recognize the constraints they work within. This step builds the trust that makes your ask land differently. Example. I understand that the budget pressure this quarter is real, and I want to work within that reality. Number 5. E. Engage. Collaborate toward a solution. Do not present a single fixed demand. Present your team's synergy needs as a starting point for a joint conversation. Offer options. Show flexibility. Make it easy for leadership to say yes to something, even if it is not the full ask. Example. I have 3 options prepared at different resource levels. I would like to walk through them and hear which feels most workable from where you sit. When to use it. Use the value method when the stakes are real, a formal request for additional team members, a case for changing how your team is structured, or an appeal for dedicated collaboration time that is currently being squeezed out. It works best when you have at least 2 weeks to prepare your evidence, and when you can schedule a dedicated meeting rather than raising the conversation informally. When not to use it. Do not use this framework for informal check-ins or low-stakes conversations. It requires preparation. If you walk in underprepared and try to improvise the steps, you will appear hesitant rather than structured. It is also the wrong tool when the decision has already been made and communicated at that point. The conversation shifts from advocacy to response. A quick example in practice. A team leader named Kira needed 2 additional team members to sustain the collaborative pace her team had built over the previous year. She opened by naming the value her team was the only one with cross-functional experience in both operations and client delivery. She backed it with numbers 3 projects delivered on time and under budget. She asked leadership what their pipeline concerns were for Q3 before presenting her request. She acknowledged the hiring freeze explicitly. Then she offered 2 options, 2 permanent hires or a 6-month contract arrangement. Leadership chose the contract path. Her team got the support it needed. Eamon's take. This framework works because it treats the conversation as a negotiation between 2 parties with legitimate interests, not as a presentation of grievances. Every step is there for a reason. Skip one, and the whole structure loses its footing. How to choose the right framework for your team's synergy situation. Knowing the framework is only half the work. Knowing when to reach for it is the other half. Situation best approach within value. You have strong performance data to present lead with A. Accomplishments. You are unsure what leadership's current priorities are, lead with L. Listen. A previous pitch was rejected, emphasize you. Understand to address the objection directly. You are asking for structural change, not just resources, lead with V. Value to frame the organizational case. You want leadership to co-create the solution with you, spend most time on E. Engage. You are early in the conversation and need to build trust, balance L and you before making any ask. The ask involves significant cost or headcount, prepare a written brag book to support A. Accomplishments. When more than one entry point feels right, default to listen first. You can always move through the remaining steps once you understand what you are working with. The framework is not a rigid script, it is a sequence with clear logic, and the logic holds even when you adjust the pace. When in doubt, start with the simplest version of the framework. Complexity is not strength. Common mistakes when using this framework. Frameworks only work when you apply them with discipline, not as a script you recite while thinking about something else, skipping the listen step entirely. This is the most common failure. Leaders who are eager to make their case move straight from accomplishments to their request. When you skip listening, you lose the information that would have shaped your ask and made it far more compelling. Listing responsibilities instead of results. The accomplishment step requires quantified outcomes, not a summary of what your team does. We managed 3 cross-functional projects is our responsibility. We delivered 3 cross-functional projects under budget by a combined £120,000 is an accomplishment. Framing team synergy needs as a complaint. When the request sounds like my team is exhausted and overwhelmed, it lands as a welfare issue, not a business case. Frame the same reality as an investment opportunity. Our current structure is leaving significant capacity and revenue on the table, offering only one option in the engage step. Single option asks force a yes or no decision. Multiple options give leadership the sense of agency that makes them more likely to agree to something. Always come in with at least 2 paths forward. Walking in without a written evidence summary. Senior leaders are busy. If your case exists only in your head, it is harder to act on. Bring a 1-page summary. It shows preparation, and it gives leadership something concrete to refer to after the meeting. A framework used badly is still better than no framework at all, but a framework used well is a genuine advantage. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last, and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. How to start using the value method today. Do not try to master all of this in your next meeting. Build toward it deliberately. Number 1. Build your brag book this week. Before you prepare anything else, gather your team's quantified results from the past 2 quarters. Find the numbers: cost savings, delivery improvements, collaborative outputs, client outcomes. Write them down in plain language. This is the foundation of the accomplishment step and the hardest part to do under pressure. Do it now, before you need it. Number 2. Practice the listen step in a lower stakes conversation. Before you use the value method in a formal advocacy meeting, practice asking leadership about their priorities in a regular check-in. Notice what they say. Notice the constraints they name. You are building the habit of listening before asserting, and that habit will change how leadership hears you. Number 3. Prepare 3 options for the engage step. Whatever your team synergy needs are, develop 3 versions of the ask at different resource levels: a full solution, a partial solution, and a minimum viable step. Write them out in advance. This prevents you from freezing in the engage step and ensures you can offer flexibility under pressure. For more support on rebuilding your case if the first pitch does not land, read how to use the value method to rebuild a team synergy case after a failed pitch to leadership. Number 4. Request a dedicated meeting, not a corridor conversation. The value method requires space and time to work properly. A 10-minute conversation between other agenda items is not the right environment. Schedule 30 minutes, send a brief agenda in advance, and signal to leadership that this is a prepared, serious conversation. Frameworks are tools. The more you use them, the less you have to think about them. Key takeaways. Here is what to carry with you from this article. The value method gives you a 5-step structure for advocating your team synergy needs with senior leadership. Value, accomplishments, listen, understand, and engage. The listen step is the one most leaders skip, and it is the most important. You cannot build a compelling case without knowing what leadership is working with. Frame your team's needs as a business investment, not a resource request. The language you use changes how the conversation is received. Always bring quantified evidence. Results speak louder than effort, and written evidence lasts beyond the meeting itself. Prepare 3 options for the engage step so you never walk in with a single fixed demand that forces a binary response. A no is not the end of the conversation. As I write and say it right every time, a no is the beginning of a negotiation. To strengthen the conversations that surround this advocacy work, read how leaders can use the strong method to build synergy through every conversation, how to use the courage method to make high-stakes synergy decisions with confidence, and how to use the GROW method to turn team feedback into a synergy improvement plan. And if your team is working through a breakdown or conflict that has weakened your position before a leadership pitch, how to use the BRIDGE method to rebuild synergy after a team breakdown, and how to use the DEAL method to resolve conflict that are fracturing team synergy will give you the groundwork you need first. The leaders who earn the trust and resources their teams deserve are the ones who prepare like it matters, because it does. Advocating for your team's synergy needs is one of the most important things you will ever do for the people who count on you. Frequently asked questions. What is the value method for team synergy needs? The value method is a five-step framework for advocating your team's synergy needs with senior leadership. The steps are value, accomplishments, listen, understand, and engage. It structures the conversation so you lead with evidence, acknowledge constraints, and collaborate toward a clear outcome. How do you use the value method when asking leadership for team resources? Start by clarifying the unique value your team delivers, then back it with quantified accomplishments. Listen to the constraints leadership is working within, understand their perspective before presenting your solution, and engage them in building a path forward together. Preparation before the meeting is essential. When should you advocate for your team's synergy needs with senior leadership? The best time to advocate for team synergy needs is directly after a significant team achievement, or when you've clear, quantified evidence of the cost of a resource gap. Avoid raising the conversation during periods of organizational stress or budget freezes unless the need is urgent. How does the value method differ from simply asking for more resources? Asking for resources is transactional. The value method frames the conversation as a business case, not a request. You align your team synergy needs with organizational priorities, listen to leadership constraints, and propose a solution that benefits both sides rather than simply presenting a demand. What are common mistakes when advocating for team synergy with leadership? The most common mistakes are walking in without quantified evidence, skipping the listen step, and framing the conversation as a complaint rather than a business case. Presenting your team synergy needs without acknowledging the pressures leadership faces will weaken your credibility and reduce your chances of a yes. Can the value method be used after a failed pitch to senior leadership? Yes. If your first pitch was rejected, the value method gives you a structure to rebuild and reframe. The listen and understand steps are especially important the second time around because they help you identify what the leadership objection actually was and address it directly in your revised case. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.